Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care.
Back at it on a Victory Monday here on 610 Sports Radio. Chiefs big winners yesterday over the Oakland Raiders 40-9, and they are now 8-4 on the year and have an opportunity to win this division next week if they beat the New England Patriots and the Raiders lose to the Tennessee Titans. You can weigh in 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. About 40 minutes from now, we'll give you a chance to weigh in on the phone lines as we do Time Is Yours. And 30 minutes from now, we'll talk to former Chief Mike DeVito here on 610 Sports Radio. We'll get back into some more analytical, if you will, Chiefs discussion coming up in about 15 minutes. But now it's time to hear from the head football coach, who after the game yesterday was very, very, very happy. He was grinning. He was smiling. Like, I think he really, really, really enjoyed that win. When he comes off the field after the game and comes up the tunnel, his wife is always there to give him a big hug, and everybody greets him when they win a football game. Like, that was a big-time win, I felt like, for Andy Reid yesterday. He was smiling in the press conference. He was grinning from ear to ear. He was like a Cheshire cat up there yesterday, enjoying that win over the Oakland Raiders. And how could you not? When you win 40-9 over your big division rival, everybody was talking about the Raiders. Do they have a shot to win the West? No, they never had a shot to win the AFC West. Nobody ever gave them an opportunity to win the AFC West. Well, anybody that kind of knows who the Oakland Raiders are, they never gave them an opportunity to win the AFC West. But still, I mean, curb stomping them yesterday like the Chiefs did was just absolutely glorious out at Arrowhead Stadium. And I know Andy Reid took some very, 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 very big pride in watching that game take place the way that it did yesterday, because finally we saw the defense really lead the way yesterday. And that was the first time that we can actually say the defense led the way for the Kansas City Chiefs to get a win. Because without the way that they performed yesterday, maybe they don't win that game against the Oakland Raiders. It was all about getting turnovers, scoring on defense, and the offense capitalizing on the opportunities that the defenses presented to them. And Andy really likes what he saw out of his defensive coordinator yesterday.
I think Spags done a nice job. I mean, the coordinators, I thought, put together a nice game plan. EB on offense and Dave on the special team side, and then Spags on the defensive side. And the guys are, they're into it. The young guys are gaining experience as we go. We still have plenty of room to improve, but we're seeing improvement every week. So that's a plus. But we got to keep our foot to the pedal there and keep pushing.
And that's why I think ultimately when we hear the narrative nationally that this defense isn't any good, to me, as I talked about a couple of weeks ago, it's becoming a tired, false narrative around this football team yesterday. We talked about what they were able to do on third down yesterday. 9 plays on third down for the Raiders, and they gave up just 18 yards. That's pretty darn impressive. They had a big day in the interception department yesterday. 2 interceptions of Derek Carr, 1 return for a touchdown, another setting up a touchdown. I thought this defense played well on fourth down. They made some big-time plays. Juan Thornhill was a guy that came through and made some big plays for this team yesterday. Honey Badger, obviously, with a big play yesterday for them. Tyrann Mathieu, you watched the way that they go out there and they covered the receivers for the Oakland Raiders yesterday. They didn't give Derek Carr any kind of window. They were outstanding in the passing game yesterday. And so when I continue to hear the national narrative that, well, the defense is holding this team back, I just don't think that's the case anymore. Are they perfect? No, but I don't know that there's any perfect team right now in the NFL. And you just have to hope that their biggest weakness doesn't show up in January, and that's stopping the run. Like, I think ultimately this defense is one of those sides of the football that isn't going to get enough credit, and then January is going to roll around, and they're going to go out there and make plays, and people are going to be like, where'd this Chiefs defense come from? This Chiefs defense has been getting better game in and game out, week in and week out, you know, month in and month out, and now here we are in December. And in the first game of the most important month of the regular season, what does this Chiefs defense do? They went out there and absolutely shut down the Oakland Raiders. They gave up one touchdown in that game, and it came with 38 seconds to go in the football game. They played 59 minutes and 22 seconds of touchdown-free football on the defensive side. So if you're still doubting this defense right now and still wondering if this defense can go out there and get stops, the answer to that question is yes, and they can create opportunities, which were taken advantage of yesterday by this offense. And judging by those conditions out there yesterday, they needed every opportunity.
Dealing with some elements now, and you've got to work through those things. And but there's enough good there that if we start critiquing a couple bad ones, and we're missing out on some pretty good ones.
So that's Andy Reid talking about his offense yesterday, which for whatever reason folks were criticizing after the game yesterday. I couldn't understand that. Was it 35 and a perfect game for Patrick Mahomes? No, but it was still a very good offensive output yesterday, where I think we saw a running back get established yesterday in Darwin Thompson. I saw a passing game that took advantage of situations. I saw Patrick Mahomes look as good as he's looked all season long from a health standpoint. Like, I thought there were some really good things yesterday, and playing in that win yesterday to put up the points that they did, I think that was a pretty successful day for the Kansas City Chiefs. So ultimately, when I look at this team right now, I see a football team that is playing good football, that is getting better, and is ready to make some noise once January rolls along. And that's what we wanted, right? We wanted this defense to be playing good. We wanted this team to be playing good in December. And here we are now into the month of December. This defense is playing good right now. Patrick Mahomes is as healthy as he's ever been. The offense may have found a new weapon in Darwin Thompson. Like, things are moving in the right direction right now for this football team. And I just saw on NFL Network, wow, nobody wants to face the Chiefs now. This is going to be a dangerous team. This is what makes the Chiefs so dangerous. Yeah, it is, because now they're playing a complete game. Offense plus defense plus special teams equals a complete game for this football team. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the time will be yours to weigh in on the Kansas City Chiefs. But coming up next, there's one reason and one reason only why the Chiefs won this game. And we saw something we've never seen before in a game. We'll tell you what it is next.
Fesco in the morning.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk with former Chief Mike DeVito here on 610 Sports Radio. Get his thoughts on the game yesterday, where this team is moving forward, and what his thoughts are about the possibility of going to New England and getting a big-time win over the Patriots. And I think they're going to have an opportunity to do that. In fact, I think they are going to win this football game, and I think they are going to go to New England and get that victory. Patrick Mahomes after the game yesterday.
You know, I think you've seen it week by week, the defense getting better. The special team made great plays today. And then the offense, I mean, we're just playing with the flow of the game. I mean, we've been in every type of football game, it seems like now, and just trying to find ways to win each and every game, because every game flow is different. And I feel like today it's about letting the defense eat and us taking the opportunities to score when we can.
And that right there sums it up in a nutshell, what Patrick Mahomes had to say, and kind of what been the theme all morning long for us here on 610 Sports Radio, is that right now you saw a team yesterday that had opportunity and took advantage of opportunity. They saw the opportunity, they seized the opportunity, they capitalized on the opportunity yesterday. And that's what good teams do to become great teams. That's what great teams do to become Super Bowl champions. They take advantage of the opportunity. They don't let any opportunity get by them. And I thought, after kind of a rocky start a little bit, some folks were upset with Andy Reid's play calling early on, especially on that second drive after they got the fumbled kickoff return and they weren't able to score. some folks were upset about Andy's play calling and what's he doing in that situation. But after that, it was a day of taking advantage of every opportunity presented to them. And you saw the Chiefs take advantage of them, especially in the first half. You saw a pick six by Juan Thornhill for a touchdown. Obviously, that's what a pick six is, for 46 yards. You saw Tyrann Mathieu's interception on the first drive, leading to the first touchdown for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then I think what we saw was the biggest opportunity yesterday were the penalties committed by the Oakland Raiders, and how many times penalties committed by the Oakland Raiders allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to do something special. And the biggest one was the 3rd and 11 holding by Oakland on Travis Kelce that kept the drive alive in the second quarter that led to the second touchdown of the game that gave the Chiefs that 14-0 lead. That was another opportunity that the Kansas City Chiefs took advantage of. The Patrick Mahomes 13-yard touchdown run, that kept this team moving forward. And those are the opportunities that you have to take advantage of. And Patrick Mahomes actually took advantage of an opportunity on that play because one of his teammates didn't do what they were supposed to do, Tyreek Hill.
I mean, I'm not like trying to call him out, but Tyreek, he didn't run the right route, and he would have had a touchdown. So, I mean, he was supposed to run a little swing route down the sideline is what I said to him. And I told him, if he didn't want the touchdown, I'll take it. And so he didn't run it the right way, but we found a way to get a touchdown.
And that's what it's all about, finding ways to make plays, finding ways to make great things happen. And I think the Kansas City Chiefs did that yesterday. And that comment there by Mahomes tells you how smart he is, where his mind is, what he's always thinking about. And he's looking to try to make something happen on every play. A lot of quarterbacks in this league would have seen that play yesterday, and the wide receiver ran the wrong route. And you know what they would have done? They probably would have thrown the football away. They would have chucked it into the stands, or maybe they would have taken a sack, or maybe they would have thrown an interception. No, not Patrick Mahomes. And that's what makes him special. He saw that Tyreek Hill didn't run the right play, ran the wrong route, and then said, okay, well, if he's not going to take it, I am. And he improvised, and he saw the green grass in front of him, and he saw the pylon 13 yards in a distance, and he went, there's no Oakland Raiders anywhere near me. I'm going to test this knee. I'm going to run it in. I'm going to get the touchdown. And that's exactly what he did. And as soon as he took off running, you knew he was going to score. You knew he was going to get to that corner of the end zone, and you knew it was going to be another 7 points for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what you have to do at this time of year in order to win football games. You have to take advantage of those opportunities that are presented to you. The only opportunity the Chiefs didn't take advantage of yesterday was that muffed kickoff after the Chiefs went up 7-0. They didn't score there, but the tone was already set on the day. And the Chiefs took advantage of every single thing that the Oakland Raiders gave them. And it was very reminiscent to me of what happened last year in the AFC Championship game against the New England Patriots. The Patriots won because they took advantage of the opportunities given to them by the Kansas City Chiefs. And yesterday, we saw the Chiefs take advantage of every opportunity given to them by the Oakland Raiders. And those are things that you don't see bad teams do. The Cleveland Browns aren't taking advantage of opportunity. The Oakland Raiders aren't taking advantage of opportunity. Bad teams around this league like the Chargers and the Broncos, they're not taking advantage of opportunities. The Chiefs yesterday took advantage of opportunity and cashed in on those opportunities. And when you have those opportunities in an NFL game and you don't take advantage of them, that's when you ultimately lose football games. And that was the difference yesterday. I mean, people always say, what's the difference? Why did the Chiefs win? They took advantage of opportunity. And that's kind of a metaphor for life as well. You have to take advantage of every opportunity given to you. Guys out at sick at work, take advantage of the opportunity. You get an opportunity to put a presentation together for the boss, take advantage of that opportunity. Don't let an opportunity pass you by, because if you do, you won't be able to fulfill what you want to ultimately achieve, whether that's from a work standpoint, a life standpoint, a love standpoint, watching your favorite football team standpoint, whatever it is, you've got to take advantages of those opportunities. And I think when we look back at this season, if the Chiefs ultimately make it to the Super Bowl and we see how it all plays out in the postseason, I guarantee you we're coming back to the Chiefs took advantage of an opportunity. Baltimore fumbled. Buffalo threw an interception. New England committed a penalty. Like, those are the things that you have to look at and say, will the Chiefs capitalize and will the Chiefs come out on top and will they take advantage of those opportunities? And if they take advantage of opportunities that are presented to them like they did yesterday, there's no stopping this team. And that's the difference. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about at this point of the year, going out there and capitalizing on those mistakes that the opposition makes. Because in an NFL game, teams are very close. Even the Raiders, teams are very close to one another. When you make a mistake, does the other team jump on top of you and beat you in the face? And that's what the Chiefs did yesterday. They jumped on top of those Oakland Raiders, man, and they beat them in the face. And they beat them again. And they beat them a third time. And the Oakland Raiders are left going, man, it's 40-9. We got nothing here. This is a wasted trip into Kansas City. The other opportunities that the Chiefs took advantage of was the interception that was overturned due to pass interference. It wasn't a challenge by anybody on the field. It was a booth review because it was a turnover. It was an interception, clear interception by Oakland. Then the refs get buzzed. They go and they look at this thing. It's obviously being discussed upstairs. And they overturn it, which doesn't happen a lot in the NFL. We saw a clear pass interference penalty early in the game that was challenged by the Chiefs, not overturned. And you're thinking to yourself, man, they didn't overturn the one that was clear and was challenged by Andy Reid, but the one that came from the booth for them to challenge, they overturned. And so maybe they're thinking, all right, we can overturn ones because our bosses are telling us up in the booth to overturn it. But the Chiefs took advantage of that mistake as well by the Oakland Raiders. The next play, LeSean McCoy goes into the end zone for a touchdown, and the Chiefs have an insurmountable lead. And that's ultimately how they won that football game yesterday. Every time Oakland made a mistake, there were the Chiefs there capitalizing on that mistake. Now, can they do that against New England? Can they do that against Buffalo? Can they do that against Baltimore? I don't know, because I don't know that those teams are going to make those type of mistakes or that many mistakes. Every team is good for a mistake or two here or there throughout the course of a football game, okay? Will you take advantage of that mistake? And that's what we have to see going forward. We got New England coming up this week, and then obviously on to the playoffs after that. You got the Bears mixed in. You got the Chargers still coming. You got the Broncos and whatnot. I'm not too worried about those games. I'm interested to see this coming week against the New England Patriots. When they make that mistake, will the Chiefs slide in there and punch them in the throat like they did with the Oakland Raiders? Because I think ultimately that's the difference. That's how you ultimately win football games. And I think that's how you go out there and become a champion. It's not all about what you do sometimes. It's taking advantage of what the opposition doesn't do. And it was huge yesterday, man. Your Oakland Raiders are no good. They stink. And the Chiefs made them stink yesterday.
No, it was bad yesterday. Even with that pass interference that was overturned, when it was later on in the game with Mullins' interception, that was a little bit confusing out there. Like, everybody in the stands, because I was out there at Section 129, everybody was just like, what's going on? Because there was nobody even communicating at all out in the field level. I mean, of course, the TV experience is a lot better.
Yeah.
But it's like, we just didn't understand what was going on. And, I mean, you said it, and we saw it. The Chiefs scored a touchdown right then and right after that, which was
the next play.
Very next play, which it's crazy how – it's like a chess match. You better make sure you hit on every single point.
Every single move. That's the NFL in a nutshell for you. And Patrick Mahomes, after the game, talking about that touchdown run, was also asked, hey, how are you feeling right now?
I definitely feel a lot better. I mean, coming off that bye week. I mean, being able to get that rest, still do the rehab, still do the treatment. And I think the more time that I get where I can kind of be away from that injury, then the better I'll feel. And so, I mean, it definitely felt good being able to run. I got to pick my knees up a little bit and get in the end zone.
And that's scary for the rest of the NFL to hear. Right now in December, when everybody's licking wounds, when everybody's banged up, when everybody's nursing injuries, here's the league MVP saying, I feel good. I'm ready to go. That bye week definitely helped. And, you know, we always kind of joke the bye week comes at the right time. But I think for the Kansas City Chiefs, the bye week clearly came right at the right time. Late in the year, the last possible week to have a bye week, Chiefs had it. Patrick Mahomes coming off an injury. The ankles were all banged up on him. And now, as we sit for the stretch run, the final four regular season games and then the playoffs, there's seven more games to go, four in the regular season, three playoff games to go, and then possibly the Super Bowl. So eight games left. You're looking at a player right now who's as healthy as he's been since the season started. And the rest of the league should be on watch, because a healthy Patrick Mahomes is a scary Patrick Mahomes. Coming up at 8:15, we'll talk to Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas. But next, We'll chat with former Chief Mike DeVito. We do that next.
Fesco in the morning.
All right, rolling through it here on a gorgeous Victory Monday in Kansas City as the Chiefs take care of the Oakland Raiders 40-9 and are this close to wrapping up the AFC West for the fourth consecutive year. Former Chief Mike DeVito with us here on 610 Sports Radio. How was your Thanksgiving, my man? You good?
Bob, it was great, brother, and it was capped off with that Chiefs win and a New England loss being up here in New England. It's a nice day to be a Chiefs fan, brother. You on solo today?
Yeah, I am, man. Josh is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. You know, it's that holiday time where he was, you know, very busy eating a lot of deviled eggs and box stuffing, I'm sure, where he couldn't come in today. So
he took a victory Monday, too.
He definitely did. He definitely did. So what's that like, man? Are you walking around with your Chiefs stuff on like a proud peacock up there today, strutting around going, hey, New England, look out. We're coming for you.
Bob, you know, win, lose, or draw, I've been doing that the past 4 years, man. I don't even care. But it is nice when we win. And it was great to see the guys back on track yesterday. It was really what this Chiefs team looks like when they're healthy. You've just seen across the board all three phases playing at a high level. And it reminded me again at the beginning of the season and just how much talent is on this team. And when you put them all together, forget it. It's a tough team to beat. So it was great to see that. Yeah, I'm definitely walking around with a smile up here in New England today.
How hard is it, though, Mike, to put it all together, like you said?
It's incredibly hard. And that's what makes it, and I hate to say it, but that's what makes a team like New England so impressive, is the consistency. Right? They're able to put together three phases every single week. Week in and week out, three phases of the game are playing consistently at a high level. And Kansas City has been doing that as well. And I think the one thing that has, you know, been a hindrance to them this season is the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see some of the playmakers getting injured, some of the guys on defense. But one of the biggest things for a team that I don't think people realize where injuries affect the team is on the offensive line. That unit really plays as one unit, and they need to be in sync. And so an injury on the offensive line isn't just a one-for-one swap, right? Especially when you've got a guy like Eric Fisher at left tackle down or LBT at right guard. When you take those guys out, the communication changes, the play calling changes, how you set the fronts change, how you set the protection changes. And so it's a big difference, and it's a big loss when you have some of your starters on the offensive line out. And it was nice yesterday to see the starting unit back out there playing as one unit, and I think that made a really big difference on offense. Obviously, you see Mahomes is healthier. He's running better with the football. He looks great and confident. But it's the offensive line unit and the way they played last night, the way they protected Mahomes, the way they blocked in the run game, and just all those guys being back out there on the field at the same time again, I think that was the biggest difference.
Yeah, I think that's been huge. I think getting Eric Fisher back, obviously he wasn't great the week before the bye against the Chargers, but I thought yesterday he was just fine. I think when he was gone, we saw what we really missed with Eric Fisher. You know, sometimes you don't appreciate something until it's taken away from you, and I think we saw that with Eric Fisher being gone for as much as he was this year.
Right, and I know a lot of coaches will say, and a lot of people will argue that, you know, outside of your quarterback, your left tackle position is your most important position on the field. I mean, that guy's protected Mahomes, and Mahomes has confidence in him, knowing that he's got his blind side. And so, that position is huge. And Eric Fisher, I mean, he is just, again, consistent. He's incredibly consistent. He plays at a high level each week. That was a huge loss at the beginning of the season for a number of reasons. He's also a veteran leader out there. He's mm-hmm. the guy making the calls and helping getting stuff set up. And so having him out was a big loss. It was good to see him back to form and rolling yesterday.
Mike, are you to the point now where you can rely on this defense to help you win games? Or are you finally to that point where you can kick back and go, yeah, I can count on these guys?
You know what I think is, you know, Kansas City's defense right now is built for them to be 10 to 14 points ahead because they're so explosive and they're so fast. And you have these guys that are incredibly good at running sideline to sideline, making big plays in the backfield. And so they're a team that can stop the run, right? And they did a great job of that yesterday. You saw them, you know, Oakland's coming in there. They want to run the football. Chris Jones, right at the beginning of the game, does a great job on a double team, makes a play in the backfield. So they look really stout against the run. But you don't want them to have to slow down to worry about playing the run. So I think Kansas City's biggest asset on defense is their offense. Their offense putting them, you know, 10 to 14 points ahead, where your offensive coordinator says, okay, we have to bail on the run. We can't focus on the run as much. Let's throw the football. Now that's Kansas City's, you know, and Spags' defense. That's his line. That's where they're going to shine.
Yeah.
They have so much explosiveness.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Like, getting a 14-0 lead would be awesome. Like, but that's the one thing the offense hasn't done this year. Like, they haven't come out and put up that 14-0 lead with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter like they were doing a season ago, you know? Like that's the one thing that's missing on this offense right now.
Right, and you think when you get now getting everybody back into the fold that you would see that again. But you're right. And especially going into December, January, playoffs, teams want to be all-weather teams. They want to be able to handle the elements. And so running the football and time of possession is going to be huge. And so if you can, you know, going into this last quarter of the season here, so if you can, as an offense, get that 10 points on the board fast, like you know you can. Kansas City has that ability. That changes everything for the defense. I mean, this defense is just built to be getting upfield, getting pressure on the quarterback. You look at it this game this week. This is an offensive line that struggled with New England,
mm-hmm.
A quarterback that struggled, that doesn't do as well when he's getting hit. Really, you know, this is a pocket quarterback, not a guy they have to worry about scrambling. This is the perfect week to get 10 points up, you know, on the road in New England, because now you smell blood in the water as a defensive line. And that front, you know, that front seven, front eight, rushing the passer. So, I think you're right. I agree with you. And you'd like to see that becoming more of a thing getting into this last quarter of the season and going to the playoffs, the offense starting fast, putting 10 to 14 points on the board right away.
Talking with Mike DeVito, former Chief here on 610 Sports Radio. How much better is this defense, though, Mike, right now than it was at the beginning of the season? Because I told people it's going to take some time. I figured it'd take about a month or so for this to gel. But right now, I feel like it's so much better than where we were in September.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? You're coming off a big change, Bob. When you go from Rex Ryan, Bob Sutton-style defense to Spags' defense, that's not easy to do in, you know, an off-season, a training camp. But you have different mentality, different focus, different, you know, it's different across the board. I mean, you couldn't be more different than these two defenses. So you're going to have a bit of a learning curve there. And again, I mean, you probably know better than I do, Bob, but it seems like they've had guys injured the entire time.
Yep.
And linebacker positions, defensive line, key positions within that front seven, front eight, you know, in the box, those are huge. It's tough to have those guys down. So, new defense, guys being injured, all of that. Now you see you're getting into the fourth quarter. Guys are starting to master the playbook. They're starting to know where they can take shots. They're starting to know, you know, the nuances of the defense and you know, things you can get away with. You're starting to be able to get a feel of the guys playing next to you, right, especially on the defensive line. That's important, knowing how guys rush the passer, what guys do in the run game. And that's another thing I think we forget about, too. When I look at this roster, it's you know, it's different than it was last year. And so you have new guys working together. You don't have DJ out there anymore. You don't have Tomba. You don't have Justin out there anymore. You got new guys working together, making the calls. So a lot of things going on. New defense, new guys, injuries. All that stuff's finally getting put aside and things are starting to take off. And you saw it yesterday. I mean, Oakland's offense isn't slouch. You know what I mean? They've put good showings this year,
mm-hmm.
and Kansas City just handled them from the beginning.
Yeah, it was. It was basically from the start. This was game over, as I like to say, early on in this one. Look, I'm picking the Chiefs on Sunday to beat the Patriots. What's the feeling up there in New England right now about that Patriots team?
Oh, you got to see that they're nervous. I mean, they've struggled with quarterbacks like Mahomes, you know, with Lamar and Watson, and so I know they're nervous. You see the offense is not clicking, and New England for the past two decades has been an offensive-led team, and the offense isn't clicking. Brady's yelling at his receivers. So, look, I'm with you. I'm always picking Kansas City. You never underestimate New England, especially when you go to come out here. But I'm picking KC, too. I think they're the better team.
You know, I think when you look at the AFC as a whole, I think right now the top two teams from a complete roster standpoint. I think it's Baltimore running away with this thing in the AFC. And I think Buffalo may be your second most complete team as well from top to bottom. I think they're kind of a snake just lying in the weeds right now. After watching them play on Thursday against the Cowboys, I went, damn, they're pretty good. Like Buffalo can score. They can stop you. They're fundamentally sound. I think that's a very sneaky team right now.
You know, Bob, Buffalo reminds me a lot of the Jets in 2009 when Rex first got to New York. We had that really stout defense. You had a young quarterback, some key players on offense, good offensive line, and they're just consistent. They're in that AFC East, so they're in that, you know, they're playing New England twice a year. That's a good football team as well. You're right; those two teams do look complete, and I love it that you see teams like the Ravens, Houston, KC with these mobile quarterbacks, running around, making things happen with their feet, but they can throw the football as well. And so it's cool to see that trend taking off, because those are really your top three teams, and New England, you know, being your fourth there in the AFC. So, you're right. I like Buffalo. Buffalo's a solid team.
I think ultimately they're going to have to beat the Ravens to get to the Super Bowl this year, that being the Chiefs. How do you stop Lamar Jackson right now?
You know, you talk about a time where it's going to be important to be 10 to 14 points up.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the Ravens. I mean, that's key. And I think the one thing that New England did better yesterday against Watson that they didn't do good against Lamar, and the teams have had trouble with against Lamar, is keeping him in the pocket. As a rusher, you've got to be down the middle of your guy, nothing fancy. You can't be going gap to gap with your pass rush moves. You got to be down the middle, close the pocket with your guy. Don't let him scramble out. You know, he's a good pocket passer. He's able to get the ball up. He's able to make the throws. But force him to be one-dimensional. You don't want him to be able to stay back there, throw the football, and be able to run out and, you know, get a lane with his feet. So it really comes down to the guys up front. Like, you look at L.A., that Baltimore played L.A. a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That team was tailor-made for the Ravens to just crush them. They're playing man defense, so everybody's backs are turned to the quarterback, and you got guys like Aaron Donald up front rushing as fast as they can up the field, not staying gap sound, and Lamar Jackson just has everywhere to run the football, everywhere to throw the football. So that's not what you want to do against the Ravens. You got to be disciplined up front. You got to close the pocket with your offensive lineman. Don't give him room to escape, and force him to beat you throwing the football.
Mike, my man, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Man, it's great to be back on, Bob. I appreciate you guys.
You got it, my man. We'll talk soon. Take care. Mike DeVito, former Chiefs defensive lineman with us here on 610 Sports Radio, always brings a great perspective, and he's got a podcast out as well. You can find him on Facebook and check out his podcast. I'll be on that a little bit later on today. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk to the mayor, Quentin Lucas. We'll get his thoughts on the game yesterday. But coming up, the time is yours. 913-576-7610. 913-576-7610 is the telephone number. Want you to weigh in on that win over the Oakland Raiders yesterday. Saw a lot of folks who were kind of pessimistic about the win yesterday. I'm extremely optimistic about the win and where it puts the Kansas City Chiefs for a number of reasons. Where are you on this team after that win against the Oakland Raiders? 913-576-7610. The phone lines are open. The time is yours. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.